Stafford student loan rates will double from 3.4% to 6.8% on July 1st unless Congress blocks the increase. Democratic Vermont Congressman Peter Welch visited the Community College of Vermont in Rutland on Thursday to talk with students about how a rise in interest rates might affect them. He calls their stories inspiring.
And many of these are adults with young children, and they're finding a way to work almost full-time in many cases, raise their kids, and also go to school. They were really nervous because they're on tight budgets already, and adding $1,000 to the repayment obligation, that would make a very tight budget much more difficult.
Welch was among the congressional representatives who led the effort to prevent last year's rate increase, but it was only a one-year fix. He notes that the current budget gridlock is preventing action on the Stafford loan issue.
It can be resolved anytime, and the budget politics are quite toxic. And they're toxic because we all know that we need a balance of prudent spending cuts, but we also need prudent investments. And investments in education, investments in infrastructure, those are things that Americans know we need so we can have a better tomorrow. So I just don't get it that people are basically not only unwilling to provide fair interest rates, I mean, it's more than what the government pays, about 2%, to give middle-class families a shot.
New York Public Interest Research Group Higher Education Program Coordinator Kevin Stump says students are incredibly concerned about a possible rate increase.
Especially in a time of high unemployment, consistent year-after-year tuition hikes, overinflated textbook prices, and just a strained financial time. This is incredibly important that Congress keeps the interest rate at 3.4%, but also works to lower all of the other interest rates, because again, this is only for the Stafford loan.
The Vermont Student Assistance Corporation, known as VSAC, works to assure that students have the resources for education and training beyond high school. President and CEO Don Vickers says the information is just coming out, and many people are unaware about the pending increase.
It will only impact first-time students, first-time borrowers. So if you're a student already in school, your rate will not go up. But if you're a freshman entering next fall, your rate could very well go up. And that has a tremendous impact when families are trying to think about whether or not they're going to go forward with the college of their choice or go to college, period. Not only are they looking at no increase in federal student aid, they're looking at increased charges, they're looking at high debt levels, and now they're looking at the interest rate going up. Those are things that do not work in favor of encouraging families to pursue education and training beyond high school.
NYPERG's Kevin Stump, who is halfway through his master's program, says the Stafford interest rate is only one of many issues that need to be addressed.
The conversation needs to be a package of solutions that will make college more affordable. Because let's face it, one of the nation's priorities, right, they're all calling for more college graduates to compete in the 21st century job market. So what we need to do is stop increasing price and start investing in programs like Pell and other work-study programs that help students actually access, afford, and graduate college so they can better contribute to the economy.
According to VSAC, Pell grants are expected to be level funded over the next year. Cuts are expected in campus financial aid, supplemental educational opportunity grants, work-study, and career counseling services to disadvantaged residents. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.